Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. And how deeply grateful I am you could be with me today on this 29th day of May 2021. And we're going to talk about something that is deeply significant. And quite frankly, I am very surprised about it. I really am. I'm always taken back by certain things that the generality of the public believes in or constitutes their mental acuity. I have watched, frankly, the mental acuity of people go down, down, down. Seems to me, now this is just to me, this is a Greg Penn opinion based on no truth whatsoever. Seems to me that there's a lot of mental illness flying around this country. You see it in people who use guns against each other, racial problems, all sorts of things. I don't think we're a very healthy society. I don't know if we've ever been. I really don't know. If you read the book Behave by Robert Sapolsky, it will help you a great deal in understanding the human mind, the psyche, and what we know, and actually what we don't know. It's a wonderful book. I've read it about now 9 times, and I can't get over how many questions it answers. Not only that, but when I was in India, a lot of the things that he talks about in the book were prevalent there and talked about, but not in a scientific way. So everybody kind of looked at it and thought, well, you know, that's not science. How do you prove that? Well, he is proving it. And I think it's a very, very interesting subject. Thank you. That's the subject. It seems that thank you is a real problem with people. They don't want to say it. It's kind of like those who don't want to wear a mask. It's like a sign of weakness. I get question after question or comment after a radio broadcast about some of the subjects I talk about. And I briefly talked about the whole idea of thank you and how important it was. And it just seemed to light the fire with people, some people who didn't like the broadcast because I talked about the importance of gratitude and all of that. Who'd have thought? But it lit the fire, and here we go with repercussions of it. And I always enjoy that, frankly. I don't say these things to get a rise out of you, although I am very grateful that it does get a rise out of you. But the rise that it gets always seems to surprise me. And maybe it's because I'm old and I'm old-fashioned and I look at things from the point of view of my generation or what even seems kind of natural to me. But here we go. First question comes from Ross in Santa Barbara, where I lived and had my first professional, shall we say, gig there. He writes to me, after hearing your program, I am thinking about the words, thank you. Seems demeaning to me. I don't really say it much, he says. I don't see the necessity for it, not in my friends or anyone else. People either do what they're going to do or they're not. And I don't see any reason to say thank you, Ross. And then he goes into some other examples that I don't think are relevant here, and then he wants me to talk about it. Saying thank you is demeaning to anyone whose ego is off the Richter scale. There are a lot of people who just can't say the words. It's too much for them. Why? Because the ego plays out the way it plays out. It's in command. It's dominating everything. So when you start to look at thank you, the word thank you, what are we really saying? I owe you. Okay, by acknowledging something you did and thanking a person, am I looking at that person and saying to myself, now you are more important than I am? Is that what it really is? Acknowledging now I owe you. I acknowledge I couldn't do this on my own. I had to have help. I had blah, 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 blah. Is this really all it's about? Yes. That is really about what it's all about. And I can't believe it. You say, you talk about it as seems demeaning. It seems demeaning to thank someone. In his email, Ross talks about the idea of passing the salt. And why should he thank someone for that? They're sitting at a table. Everybody is eating and passing food around. There's no need to, as he said, we're there to eat. We're not there to thank each other. This, I don't know how old he is. I would, that's the one thing I think would have been an interesting little add-on there. Is he a millennial? Is he a Gen X? Or what exactly age is he? Nonetheless, and less than none, it's not about being polite, Ross. Gratitude is humility. And evidently, in that humility, you find it to be degrading. Well, I have found this in my life. Humility opens up many doors. And I can only speak for myself here. Opens up many, many, many doors. Doors to love, doors to life, doors to friendship. I've just found that it's beyond being polite. I am about to being respectful, but not always polite. And when I give talks around or I do something that is professional, I make no errors. I'm there to help you. And if I have to insult you to get across my meaning, I will do it, you know, without a blink of the eye. Absolutely. Because serving you, helping you is beyond the idea of the servitude of being caught in some kind of politeness. I don't do that either. That is craziness. But I do respect. And there are some things I won't say to some people because it would do them no good. And there are many things I would say to other people who I feel it would do good for. But thank you is something you say out of your heart, your authentic heart, not out of the human heart. So if you're going to struggle with the idea of the word thank you, it's probably because the human heart is in control. It's tarnished by the whole idea of servitude to someone else or owing someone else, and people don't want to owe anyone anything. Yet you can't live in this world very well if you're in the pedestrian mentality without someone helping you. We all need help from time to time. We do. I do. Everybody does that I know. We all need some sort of help. But I believe John Lennon sang that, made a movie. Anyway, we won't get into that either. That's a 60s thing. But we do need help. Even the Beatles needed help. And John Lennon writing that song, I remember an interview about it. He said the song is explicit about where he was at the time in his life. Learning to be humble is a very, very important thing. I have found that either I choose to be humble or life will humble me. Now, that's what I've learned. So I think of thank you as a acknowledgement of a gesture that someone has done for me that they really didn't have to do. And when they do it, I feel a sense of profound gratitude. Little things, as well as the big things, but little things are really wonderful. What are the little things? You know, passing the salt. Excusing me for getting in the way, and someone, you know, does something and they need a gracious exit. I'm all for all of that and giving them whatever out they need to save face for themselves. Now, there are those in this work, inner work, who don't need to save face. Which would be pride. They need awakening, and they know they need it, and a slap on the cheek is necessary. But to make the word thank you an issue, the last thing on your mind just reveals the holocaust of greed and personal selfishness that goes beyond anything I have ever seen in the course of my lifetime. I say thank you for everything. I am humbled and in deep gratitude for just about everything that comes my way, because it didn't have to come my way, and it didn't have to be that kind, and it didn't have to be that beautiful. And living in the graciousness of gratitude all throughout my daily life is probably one of the most important things that I could ever do. And I am grateful even to you, Ross, for this beautiful question. And I thank you for taking the time to write the email and share with me. Please forgive me. Namaste. I wasn't mocking him when I said that, but I could just hear him, you know, shaking his head going, oh, he's just messing with me. I'm not. Next one comes from Ray in Las Vegas, Nevada. Thank you means I owe you as a person, and I am not very comfortable with owing anyone. I've had some very bad experiences with that. What do you say to this? I say thank you is important at every level of my life. And thank you doesn't mean I owe you. It doesn't. I don't know where people get this idea. Thank you. Well, you know, really? It is acknowledging a person's generosity, their heart. It is acknowledging kindness and compassion. Are these bad things? Well, to a lot of people, I guess they are, because most people would not give to others that which they deem they need more than others do. And that is a very, very, very ugly mentality and attitude to have. But it seems to me that most people have it. And I had a student years ago, I'll tell you this story, who had an object that they were going to give for a fundraiser that we were doing for Aspire. And to that person, that thing that they were giving was not necessary anymore, nor was it something they wanted to keep around. So when one of my students came by and assessed the real value of that object, they absolutely freaked out. And the person said, I didn't know it was worth that much. So the person then said, well, maybe we can split the money. You know, I'll take half and Aspire can get the other half. And when I heard about this, I went to that person and I said, you know, it would probably be best if you just took this back and sold it for yourself. And this person was shocked. And I said, but thank you anyway. And that opened up the floodgate inside of this person. But they realized what they had said, what they had done, how ugly that was. But guess what? You might think this person would give it back and say, you know, I'm sorry, blah, blah. But they didn't. They never learned a single thing from me and took it back. And I never saw them again. And I thought it to be very, very interesting. If you want to change, you have to look at where your words come from. And it is impossible for a human being to change. They can alter their behavior or their habits a little bit here, a little bit there. But to really have the authentic change, the one that really matters, that is not going to happen with most people. They're just not going to do that. And why? Because authentic change requires all sorts of attributes. It requires compassion and love and a deep devotion for the sake of love itself. We don't have devotion towards love. We want to be loved, but we never think of upgrading the state of our love. Thank you is a part of that upgrade. It is a point of humility. And at times, it can be humiliation to realize just how we have been about love. Do you ever question your love? Any of you? Do you ever look at the state of your love and wonder, is this love or is this something else? I doubt it. I don't think people really question the state of their love. They just love the way they love and they just think, well, that's my love and you either take it or leave it, but that's my love. They never think in terms of, is this really love? Or am I doing this out of pride, vanity, selfishness? What am I doing? Can I honestly say I love anyone or anything? Well, if it's Greg loving anyone or anything, I can guarantee you no. Greg will tell you he loves all sorts of things. But at the same gesture, the same stroke, he'll turn around and also tell you how many things he doesn't like or even hates. So it doesn't really matter what Greg thinks. What matters is I have to look at it from the point of view of transcendence. And Ray, it's about transcendence. It's about going in a different direction, a more profound direction than the one that maybe I'm in at a current stage where my love is about petty things. It's about personal things. It's about what I think of as morally right or the value system I have and what I think of as being the most important aspect of my life. If I live in that context, I will miss everything that is authentically the state of love. So you've got to look at your life. You've got to look at the state of your love. All of us do. And ask ourselves, does this, forgive me for using the term, does this need an upgrade? Because the love that I have, and I can tell you if it's authentic or not, you will feel a tremendous sense of humility inside yourself. That is the first feel of authentic love, the sense of humility. I of myself, as Jesus said, can do nothing. It is that which lives within me that doeth the work. It's something beyond the idea and the ideal of right and wrong and good and bad. Something overtakes you. Gratitude there is huge. Absolutely huge. And now it takes on the form of helping me transcend and transform. It's a metamorphosis experience. When I am saying thank you to you for listening to me here on the radio or listening to me in a podcast or a video cast or on TV or whatever I'm doing, it isn't just to be polite. It is to acknowledge your generosity in tolerating me, in listening to me, in having that one-on-one connection. And when I thank you for passing the salt, it's about the kindness of helping me with something that I'd want for you. I wouldn't sit there and say, well, yeah, thank you, and then put that on my food. And then when you say, can I have some? No, you can't. I'm going to keep it here, and you can't have any of it. It's just about the way we are. Why should I thank you? I've heard this over and over and over. Why should I thank you? You need to read Kahil Gibran on thankfulness, about what it means to be thankful and giving. It's in the Prophet on Giving. It's very beautiful. It's very simple. Any one of us can get it. And I think you would do yourself a great service by reading Gibran. It's a simple, beautiful effort to awaken. Well, there you are, Ray. My best effort to help you. Please forgive me. Namaste. Last question comes from Kay in LA. She writes me often. She says, thank you. No, thank you. No sincerity in me. And she leaves it there, her little email to me. And I thought, wow, really? That hard of heart, Kay, really? After all the years of listening to me and all the stuff, you have that kind of hardness of heart where, thank you? No, thank you. And the lack of sincerity in it. So what are we sincere about in our current culture and state of life? Well, what are we thankful for? I don't know if young people even think of it. I ask young people, I have session work with 25 through 40-year-olds that I work with, and they have no clue as to why say thank you or what it means. And most of them will not say, now get this, they will not say they love you or anything else because they know they're insincere and they think that the word has been overused, so they won't use it. But, you know, I think that's a cop-out. After a while, a person who lives in that kind of state of mind can find it very easy to forget about the meaning and the significance of words themselves and how they are to be used. So, really, Kay, if you're thinking in terms of the lack of sincerity within people, other people, or even within yourself, and you don't say here, but I'm going to assume that it has to do with both you and other people, that the words thank you have become meaningless, then if that is the case, then something's wrong. And I can't correct it. I'm not going to sit here and intimidate you or try to leverage you into thinking that you're so wrong that you have to correct all of this. Your life will show you exactly what's going on, how it's going on, the way it's going on. Your life will show you everything. It will show you the means and the way to live in a compassion and a life that is worth living eventually. Maybe not in this world, and maybe not in this lifetime, but eventually we will all get it. I wonder sometimes when I sit with myself and think about everything that I am so deeply grateful for, how long, how many lifetimes it must have taken for me to get to the place where I could appreciate the slightest nuance of loving kindness. Probably took years and years and years. The slightest nuance. So I don't know what to say to you except if you're going to take this hard-lined attitude that no sincerity, maybe it would be interesting for you to find out what you are sincere about, how far that goes, what the quality of your sincerity is, and maybe take a look at it and just take a look at it. You don't have to judge it or anything. You just, this is the way I am. I think you'll find a deep and profound sense of shallowness, egotism, and pain. Eventually, great pain. I got to go. I'm running out of time. Thank you for your question, Kay. I wish you well. Look forward to your next email. Please forgive me. Namaste. Well, there you are. And I want to say to you, thank you for listening. I'll be back on the air tomorrow. Please forgive me, eh? Namaste.